right. So when I was in college, I studied electrical engineering. I was really in the tech and really in the nerdy stuff. I mean, I still really am into both of those things. But when I was in college, I was invited to go to this conference that Bill Gates was going to speak at. And not only was he going to speak, he was going to have an open mic, like question answer forum. I know Bill Gates is a pretty controversial figure nowadays, but back then, this was back in 2008. Bill Gates was the wealthiest person on the planet, and he was the most successful and most influential tech entrepreneur in the world. And he ran Microsoft, which was the dominant tech company in the world at the time. So as a tech/science/engineering student, the opportunity to be able to speak to Bill Gates, like face-to-face, and ask him a question was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So we went, and people lined up on the microphones to ask him all kinds of questions. Business questions, tech questions, research and development related questions. But there's one student who asked him a question. I'll never forget this question. He looks at him. He says, "Mr. Gates, sir, how does a guy like me become a guy like you?" And his response was something that will stay with me for the rest of my life. He said, "Look, when I was in college and I'd go to sleep at night and I closed my eyes, all I could see was a computer on every desktop in the world. Says when I woke up and I had to open my eyes, it wasn't right in front of me, but I could still see it crystal clear. I could see a computer on every desktop in the world. When I was sitting in class, that was all I could see. That's why I dropped out of college. And everyone thought I was crazy. My family, my friends, none of them could see it. And they saw me dropping out of school and they said I was crazy. But guess what? Now everyone in the world sees a computer on every desktop in the world. And so if you want to have the impact that I've had, you've got to learn to see things that other people can't see. And you've got to learn to go all in on your vision." And I never forgot that moment. What do you see? What do you see? I want to ask you that question today. What do you see? When you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, and I don't mean your bedhead and your bad breath, but I mean when you have, or if you do this, if you have the courage to look yourself in the mirror in the morning and to look yourself in the eyes, what do you see? Who do you see? Who is the person in the mirror? When you think about your life and why God created you, and you think about the mark and the impact that you're meant to have in this world, what do you see? When you look at the world as a whole, what do you see? You know, if you look at the world through the lens of the news and through social media, you probably see a lot of doom and gloom. But what do you see? Right? What do you see? See, we're starting this podcast, and we've got a lot of great guests lined up, and we've got some really cool content coming your way. And the whole goal in this journey that we want to go on is we want to challenge what you see. We want to challenge you and your vision, right? Your vision of yourself, of who you are. Your vision of your purpose, right? Of why God created you and the impact that you're meant to have on the earth, and challenge you on how you view the earth and how you view the world around you and the culture around you, because we really want to inspire you and empower you to change the culture around you. So, man, we're really excited to bring this podcast to you. Like, subscribe, you know, all that great stuff, and we're just really excited to go on this journey with you. So, much love, and let's get some vision.